She's not here to judge. She's here to report the honest news on healthy living. She's Andrea Donsky, along with Lisa Davis. It's time for Naturally Savvy.
This is Lisa, along with Andrea, and I happen to really like my doctor, but I've been in a situation before for my daughter where I couldn't find quite the right doctor who really understood what was going on for us. And so I did have to fire my doctor. Now, should you fire your doctor? Well, here to talk about this is Patsy Sulak. Hello, Patsy. Welcome to the show. Or should I say Dr. Sulak?
Hey, Patsy is just fine. It's great being on the show.
So nice to have you on. So let's talk about this because you are a doctor yourself. So I find this so interesting and really helping people find what they need to look for and how to be the healthiest they can.
Well, it's been a focus of mine for the past, 10 years. I'm actually a gynecologist, and most of my research actually has been in trying to help women with all their menstrual disorders, their menstrual migraine headaches and cramps and PMS and everything. But in the last 10 years or so, I started focusing on wellness at the encouragement of my husband, who is also a physician, a surgeon. And so we started going down this path of wellness. And what we discovered was that we were our best doctors. And in medical school, we really didn't learn much about wellness. We were just taught to treat disease, really not to prevent it.
That would really be amazing if they changed the medical system to really teach nutrition. And can you imagine the doctor of the future where they incorporated nutrition and health and wellness into the medical curriculum?
Oh, it would be wonderful, and actually our medical school has had me start speaking to the first-year medical class on this topic, but it's only a small amount of time that's spent on this, and we really have to remember that the medical profession is actually there to treat disease, and actually should it be up to the medical profession to promote wellness? And that's why I title my book, Should I Fire My Doctor? But it's actually about hiring yourself. Because when patients come see us, we have limited amount of time. And with today's electronic medical record, only X number of minutes per patient, we barely have enough time to get a history, examine the patient, and order necessary tests. We don't have time to go over all the dietary recommendations, all the exercise recommendations, all the wonderful information on mindfulness meditation to decrease stress. And so really, whose responsibility is that?
Yeah, that's right. It's everyone's own responsibility. You know, in your book, Should I Fire My Doctor, you have 11 essential elements to living well aware. Can you share a few of those with us?
Sure. And these are actually 11 things that I and my husband have been working on for a few years because we thought, what does lead to health and happiness? And so as we started reviewing the world's literature and attending wellness conference, continuing medical education courses and reading books by, you know, respected people in wellness, you know, we started making a list of what are things that are going to make us healthy and happy. And whereas a lot of them, I mean, you would quickly understand are like normal numbers now. Let's get our cholesterol and weight and all that normal. And number two is critique caloric consumption. Let's start eating healthy and not a lot of the crappy food that's out there. And let's make movement mandatory and put that in our life. And let's address adverse addictions. What are we doing that's harming us? Whether it's smoking, drinking too much, gambling, pornography. I mean, all of us have something because none of us are that perfect version we're capable of being. And we need to be managing money in minutes because the number one thing I hear from people is, I don't have enough time. Well, what are you doing with that 1,440 minutes that you have every day? And we all know the importance of graciously giving your gifts. That's number six. Contribution is a key aspect to our health and happiness. The one I get the most comments on, though, Andrea, is number seven, forgive. Family, friends, and foes. And most importantly, who's the most difficult person for us to forgive?
Ourselves.
So many people are angry, frustrated, having grievances against others, or they feel bad because they did something in the past that they wish they hadn't have done. Well, you know what? That's in the past. If you're living in the past, you're depressed. If you're living way in the future, you're anxious. If you're living in the present, you're at peace. You know, and so we need to really look at that forgiveness. And my husband, you know, we've made a pledge. One of our things is to dump all grievances. We may get upset when people do things, but our goal is to dump that grievance as soon as possible, no matter what it is. And number eight, passionately pursue purpose and priorities. Why are you here? You know, what are you called to do? What are your talents? There are a lot of people that are in jobs that's not their passion. And I think we're all here to make this place a better world, and we have talents to do that. And it was really difficult for me because I'm a gynecologist. I'm a surgeon. I'm also an obstetrician. I love to deliver babies. But I was actually called to how can I really help people? There's a lot of people that can deliver babies and do surgeries, but I was actually called to pursue wellness, and I'm happier than ever. So what are you called to do? And number 10 is the most difficult for me and my husband, and that's periodically pause, ponder, plan, pray, whatever you call it in your world. Just stop everything, turn everything off, get into mindfulness, meditation, reflection. And I try to do that every day, but it's so difficult because I get so busy. And the last one is number 11, seek and secure support. Who's on your team? Just like, hey, you can be on my team, naturally savvy. I need all the information I can get.
All right.
No, those are really incredible. And I just want to repeat one of them that I absolutely loved. I don't remember what number this was, Patsy, but if you're living in the past, you're depressed. If you're living in the future, you're anxious. If you're living in the present, you're at peace. And I think that is so powerful. And I think that's one, you know, something that we should all be taking away with us. And, you know, if there's anything, you know, you said so many amazing things that I'm writing down everything you said, but I love what you said. And I'm curious, as you were speaking, is this something that you integrate? Are you still practicing? Is it something that you're working with on your clients, on your patients, or is this something now you've moved away from medicine and now you're teaching this?
Oh, very good point. In fact, I didn't have the list in front of me. I kind of have it memorized, Andrea, and that was actually essential element number 9, stifle stress, sever suffering. Stress is one of the most common words I hear today. We're stressed out about everything, and we blame our stress on everybody else when actually we should be responsible for our stress. It's our thinking. And I still do work. I work part-time. So I've gone to work part-time, and I'm getting so many requests to speak on wellness around the country at organizations, businesses, and schools that I'm not for sure how long that's going to last. But I'm actually, when I do see patients, I'm actually able to quickly incorporate a lot of these concepts. And in fact, I did yesterday when I was seeing patients. Had a patient really come in stressed out, crying, depressed. She's still stressed out about some things she did over 30 years ago.
Oh, wow.
And as far as she's concerned, they're still occurring. Our body doesn't know any difference. When our mind visualizes that event happening again, we feel the same stress as when it happened. I've actually seen this happen when people are raped. The rape may have occurred 30, 40 years ago, but they're still reliving it in their mind. It's stressing them out, making them depressed, rather than going, you know what, I need to dump this. Not for sure why that person did that, what was going on in their life, but I need to forgive them. In fact, I need to feel sorry for them. I need to go on with my life and dump the past.
And that's very good advice. And I remember when I met you, Patsy, at the National Publicity Summit, I remember thinking, and I even said this to you, is you need to be going out there and speaking to doctors because you are a doctor and they'll listen to you. So that, I think, I mean, I'm not going to tell you what to do, of course, but I think, you know, when you're speaking, I'm just like, wow, if you were able to even, you know, speak at doctor conferences and just communicate the importance of the wellness to the doctor medical community, you're changing the world, and we are thankful for it and grateful to you for doing that. So thank you for being on our show today, and you can visit Patsy's website at livingwellaware.com. I'm Andrea Donsky, along with Lisa Davis. This is Naturally Savvy Radio on Radio MD. Like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter at Your Radio MD and at Naturally Savvy. Thanks for listening, everyone, and stay well.